Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is the gospel lesson of the day found in Luke chapter 1. In those days, Mary got up and hurried to the hill country to a town of Judah. She entered the home of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Just as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She called out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? In fact, just now, as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believed, because the promises spoken to her from the Lord will be fulfilled." Then Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble state of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has lifted up the lonely. He has filled the hungry with good things, but the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and his offspring forever." This is our text. Dear people of God, let's get the elephant out of the room right away. Mary is not the co-redemptrix. She's not co-redeemer with Jesus. She did not help Jesus win our salvation in any way. Mary was not born in the Immaculate Conception. She was not born of a virgin. She was not born sinless. Mary was a sinner like the rest of us. Mary is not to be prayed to. Mary is no different than my Uncle Earl. Both wonderful Christian people who are now in heaven, but cannot help anybody on earth with their power. With that out of the way, let us spend our time now talking about what Mary is. Mary was a wonderful Christian lady whom the Lord used to bring his son into this world. Mary was in a wonderful, terrible situation. She was pregnant with no husband. She was someone on whom eyes would look and lips would whisper. She knew what had happened to her by the Holy Spirit, but no one else knew. Did Mary tell Joseph what the angel had said to her? We don't know. Scripture does not say. In fact, Scripture seems to say, no, she didn't. Joseph seems to have found out about this pregnancy the same way everyone else did, by Mary's belly. How could she tell him? Who would believe such a crazy story that the Lord placed life in the womb of a virgin? Yeah, right. So Mary goes to the one person on the earth who just might possibly understand. Elizabeth. Not a close relative, but still a relative, who lived a long way away on the other side of the nation. But Mary had heard, along with the rest of Israel, that Elizabeth was also going to have a miracle child in her old age, who would be John the Baptist, of course. So Mary went to her, confident but terrified. Would Elizabeth receive her? Would Elizabeth understand and believe her? So Mary went to Zechariah and Elizabeth's house and stood on their doorstep. And she said hello. And Elizabeth burst into song. And she calls Mary blessed. What a relief! Mary didn't have to explain anything. Elizabeth just knew, as Scripture says, from the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth knew Mary's condition, and she calls her blessed. Blessed means fortunate, happy, lucky, not deserving, not holy, and not sinless. Blessed means that a person has received undeserved blessings from the Lord. Undeserved. And way more than could be expected. And why was Mary so blessed? Well, Elizabeth says, she believed. She believed what God's angel had told her about the Lord now fulfilling his promise and sending a Savior to his people Israel. And that the Lord was going to use her to bring this Savior into the world. She believed way better than Elizabeth's priest husband, Zechariah, to whom the same angel went and gave the same message that God was now keeping his promise. Zechariah believed so poorly that at this moment he was struck mute. But Mary believed. She believed that the Lord has mercy. She believed that the Lord was sending the Savior. And Mary believed that this Savior would be her Savior also. Sure, people would whisper. Sure, people would doubt her story. And not just in her neighborhood, but all over the world and in our day too. But who cares? Let them talk. Let them blaspheme the Lord and his word, the maker of heaven and earth, the judge. Our Savior was born of the Virgin Mary, as Scripture foretold in Isaiah 7. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and name him Emmanuel. And as the angel revealed in Matthew chapter 1, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And as we confess every Sunday, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. This is what God promised, this is what God did, and this is what we believe. Along with Mary. And then, a very relieved Mary that Elizabeth did know and understand. And a very joyful and blessed Mary sang her own song called the Magnificat, which is the first word of this song in Latin. It means magnifies. And that's really the theme of this song of Mary. The Lord is magnifying. The Lord is magnificent. The Lord is great. And it is shown to the world through me. See, the Lord had a real problem. The Lord had created a perfect world. And he had given everything in this world to his dear humans. And the humans had rejected the Lord and ruined the whole thing. What was he to do with them? Logic says to wipe them out and to start over with a different group of humans who would love him and would obey him. But the thing is, the Lord really loved the humans that he had made. The Lord really loves us sinners who have done nothing but mess up and disappoint the holy God. Well, what can he do? He would like to save us and have us with him forever in heaven, but he can't just ignore our sins. Sins need to be paid for. And we can never pay. We don't have anything to pay with. Our lives, our bodies are not worth enough to pay. What can God do? He said, I will send my Son, my Holy Son whom I love, and He will suffer and die for the humans. But God can't die. So, I will make my Son a human. 100% God and 100% man. When He bleeds, He will pay with His holy precious blood and with His innocent sufferings and death. That's a payment that is worth something. The blood of God. A payment that will be enough to cover all people of all time. But how to get this Son into a human body? Have the Holy Spirit place life into someone's womb. A regular human's womb. So when this born child lives and dies, he will do so for the regular people. Or as Mary herself said in verse 48, because he has looked with favor on the humble state of his servant, surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. Mary is blessed. She is fortunate, for she was shown grace and mercy. God did not choose her because she was sinless. God did not choose her because she earned this great job. God chose her for the same reason that He chose all of us. Out of His grace. Nothing but grace. Undeserved love. To show the world what a great God He is, that He can even save sinners like us. The rich and the powerful, Mary reminds us, the Lord discards. Those who are important in this world, important in their own minds, in the thoughts of their hearts, Mary says, the Lord scatters them. They see no need for a Savior, and so they surrender the only one who came to save them. They see no need for this God or His Son or His salvation. And so they all are thrown into the fire like so many downed limbs. But you, the regular people, the humble before the Lord, who cry out to the Lord for forgiveness, who plead to the Lord for mercy, you who are hungry for something better than what this world has to offer. You, the servants of the Lord, who long to serve Him and each other and your neighbor, all in service to this Savior. You, who believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our only Savior from sin, and show it in your lives. You are lifted up and saved by Him who was prophesied and worshipped and born of the Virgin Mary. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.